to move to Maryland to be close to Kevin's family in Chesapeake Shores, the quaint seaside town his father had built. As terrified as Kevin had been of staying behind and being a single dad to an infant, he'd understood George's devotion to duty. She wasn't the only mother who'd made the difficult decision to leave her family behind to serve in the Army. Besides, her very dedication to the mission was one of the things he'd admired the most about Georgia when they'd met on the job at a hospital in Baghdad's Green Zone, supposedly the safest spot to be in that war-torn country. Kevin paused in his pacing to look at their wedding photo, sitting on the mantel. It was practically the only time he'd seen Georgia in public wearing anything other than her medic's uniform. He hadn't been able to get over how beautiful she'd looked in the simple white gown, her golden hair and unaccustomed curls, her smile so bright it made his heart ache with missing her. That they'd married in a rushed ceremony at the Baltimore airport had hardly mattered, because her father, a minister in Texas, had flown in at the last minute to officiate. Her mother had accompanied him. Georgia had sworn it didn't matter that they wouldn't have the lavish ceremony most girls dreamed of. It had been enough to have her family beside her when she and Kevin had wed. Kevin's only family member present for the brief service had been his dad, because he'd wanted the rest of the family to meet Georgia for the first time at home on the banks of the Chesapeake Bay, not in a whirlwind in some sterile room at the airport. He'd taken plenty of grief over that decision, especially from his sisters. Now he picked up the wedding picture and held it in front of Davy, as he did almost daily. "Do you see this pretty woman, kiddo? This is your mom. I know you're sad without her, but I'm doing the best I can. And your Uncle Connor is coming over here tomorrow to hook us up with a camera so we'll be able to talk to her and see her on the computer. It'll be almost as if she's right here with us." Davy hiccuped, his eyes wide and shiny with unshed tears. "Mama," he said, reaching toward the picture. Kevin beamed at him. "That's exactly right. That's your mama. She's a real beauty, pal. The sweetest woman in the whole world. Feisty, too, and brave. Boy, does she have a mind of her own. She's going to keep both of us on our toes when she gets home." Davy whimpered, then laid his head on Kevin's shoulder. He could feel his son's breath, warm and soft against his neck. Maybe Davy was finally falling asleep. Maybe they'd both finally get some much-needed rest. The wistful thought had barely come to him when the doorbell rang, snapping Davy awake with a start. The crying started up all over again, even as Kevin cursed under his breath and headed for the door. When he opened it, the sight of two somber men in uniform on the doorstep sent him staggering back. He knew why they were here. God help him, he knew. "No." It was the only word he could manage with Davy still sobbing and his own heart about to break. "Sir, we regret to inform you," Kevin cut them off. "No," he repeated more forcefully. "I have to." He looked around, uncertain what he had to do. Something. Anything to prevent them from saying what the family of any soldier dreaded hearing. "My son," he said finally, "let me put him down, please." The two soldiers regarded him with compassion.
"Of course, sir."
He carried his son into the nursery, but in the end he couldn't let go. He needed that tiny bit of warmth, the human contact, to steady himself for what was coming. He needed to be reminded that, no matter what, he had to keep a grip on things. His boy needed him. From here on out, he and Davy had to be a team, just the two of them. Because even though he hadn't heard the words yet, he knew. Georgia was dead. How and when hardly mattered, only that one truth, with its ultimate finality, Davy's mom, Kevin's wife, wouldn't be back. Their all too brief life as a family was over, practically before it had begun. 1. 13 months later. Kevin glanced out the window of his childhood bedroom. The yard that sloped down toward the Chesapeake Bay was decorated with balloons. Piles of presents sat on a picnic table next to a cake decorated with toy trucks, Davy's favorite things.